What's the difference between a weak ground ball and a 400-foot bomb? Or a routine throw and a 95-mile-per-hour laser across the infield? The answer isn't just muscle. It's rotational power. If you want to play at the next level, you need to learn how to generate and unleash rotational force. Let's get into it. So, Tony, I guess, what is rotational power? Why is rotational power so important? What are some things we do here at Powerhouse to train rotational power? Let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so rotational power, it's the name of the game in baseball. Everything right. you do happens in such a fast moment that that's the way we need to train as well. Like, you can break down rotational power, just leave the rotational out of it for now. We'll get back to it. But power, when we train for power, that's something that is super explosive, moving, you know, a barbell or a dumbbell or a medicine ball as fast as you possibly can. That way, that stuff kind of translates over to the game. So, like I said earlier, the sport of baseball, everything happens, you know, a swing of a bat, a pitch, a throw, you know, breaking on a ground ball, that happens in an instant. So if we add the rotational aspect into that, that means we are trying to rotate as efficiently, as quickly, and as powerfully as we can. So, you know, you're training yourself to not only move fast, but using the ground to transfer that energy up the kinetic chain into, you know, from your legs, through your core, and then through your arms, kind of either deliver the barrel of the bat to the ball or to just throw the baseball more efficiently there.
Right. I guess what would be some of the biggest differences we see between like someone, like an average hitter and a power hitter?
I think it just comes down to, you know, from a technical standpoint, a lot of beginners don't necessarily know how to move efficiently. They don't know how to block off that lead leg to help transfer the force from the ground, like I said, through your legs, through your core, and out through your arms. Because a lot of the time, you know, when you're younger, maybe less coordinated, you try to use your upper body more than actually using the ground to generate force. And that's kind of where, that's where you get off plane and you're not able to generate that elite rotational force. Right. Like, you know, an average hitter is going to try to use their arms a little bit more than their legs. An elite hitter is going to use everything, their legs, their hips, their core, their spine. All of that before you use your arms. Your arms are just a delivery system to get the bat to the ball. Or in a pitcher's case, you know, you start the windup, you start out of the stretch, you're loading your legs on that back leg to push off the rubber to throw, and the very last thing to go is your arm.
Right. That makes sense. What are some of the things that we like to do here at Powerhouse to help work on that rotational power? I know we do a lot of med ball work. We have the plyo walls here. But kind of dive into some of the different things we do with our medicine balls, with our jammer arms, even the isometric stuff we do. How do we train rotational power here at Powerhouse?
Yeah, it's a pretty well-rounded program, I think, that we have here, from all the way from sprint work to help stabilize your core when right. when you're moving, you know, to the plyometrics that we do, all the way up until, like you mentioned, the jammers, the, you know, we do banded stuff as well, mm-hmm. All the way up into the med ball that's like super specific. The med ball stuff, that really works for our baseball and softball players because it allows them to actually get into their swing. Right. You know, there's some of the times that I'll have them actually hold the ball like they hold their bat with their hands. They use their load, they get that foot down, and then they throw. And we can also transfer that into, you know, a shortstop fielding a ground ball, taking a crow hop and throwing it across the diamond too.
Right.
We can do that also with a medicine ball, but it doesn't just stop there either. You know, the way we lift weights, we do velocity-based training that'll help with our athletes' explosiveness. So it's actually something that we attach to our barbell, and, you know, on the eccentric or the lowering part of, let's just say, a squat, you go down, and then as you come up, it's measuring the amount of time that it takes for you to get to the bottom of the squat, to the top of the squat, which will then give us a good look at how much power you're producing.
Right.
That also allows us to vary the weights. You know, you don't want something that's super heavy if you're trying to become powerful, because,
right.
you know, when strength and power are not the same thing, it can help, right? So if you're super strong, but you move the weight slow, you're not as powerful as you can be.
Right.
I've worked with athletes that have come to me who are, you know, exactly in that same spot where they have the raw absolute strength, but they're missing out on so much potential by moving quicker and training smarter. So we just cut that load down to about 40 to 60%, move it as fast as we possibly can. And that's the stuff where you see, you know, vertical jump, broad jump, and then rotational power, if we also work in the rotational plane as well,
right,
all of that boosts up so fast. So it's kind of a, you know, you take the entire session into account. What is our athlete's goal? And we work with a lot of baseball players. And today, since we're talking about baseball players, everything from the sprints on the treadmills, the jumping up on the boxes, the medicine ball work, band work, anti-rotation work on the cables with payoff presses, even to our deadlifts and our squats and our bench press, they all help with power.
Right. I guess some common mistakes that we see with not necessarily just baseball players, but just athletes in general, when it comes to building power, right, is at the schools, we'll see this a lot with, and it's harder to do when you're training in big groups of kids, right? But like training almost like a power lifter or a bodybuilder instead of being an explosive athlete, right? Doing a lot of this explosive stuff with lighter weight, trying to move the weight fast instead of, you know, having groups of four with long rest periods all gathered around a rack doing, you know, three sets of five on bench press and then three sets of five on that. There's, don't get me wrong, there's a time and place for that, and we definitely do that. But being able to train like an athlete and work in that explosive, lighter weights, more explosive reps, is really where you're going to see a lot of benefit in these athletes.
Right. Now getting into, you know, you might come into Powerhouse on any given day and look at kind of what a workout looks like, or even a week. And you, I think you'll start to notice with our athletes, we work a ton of lower body.
Right.
And we also obviously hit the upper body as well. But talking about the kinetic chain earlier, can you touch on maybe why a program would look so heavy on the lower half and the core rather than just let's get big, let's right. fill out the uniform, let's do a bunch of bench press and curls and triceps?
Right. I mean, it's really is everything starts from the ground up, right? I mean, to be able to generate power, it can't just be upper body. And I think this is a lot more commonly known now, I think, like just speaking with parents and speaking with people coming in here, I think this is more known now that like you can't just have a 315 pound bench press and like you're going to be throwing 100 miles per hour. Like you need to be able to generate force from the ground up, and that all comes back to like how strong, how powerful are our legs, and really importantly is how strong and stable is our core and our trunk. Having really strong like stabilizers throughout our body too, so that like we're talking about the kinetic chain, be able to transfer force from the ground up through our legs, through our core, and eventually at the final part into our arm. But yeah, it all comes back to that lower body and that core strength.
Yeah. And then I think something that's commonly overlooked when we think about power is our mobility and our flexibility. Right. If you're not able to get into these positions that allow you to reach your potential of the amount of power you can output, you have so much potential left on the table there. So if your thoracic spine can't extend, rotate, you're not going to be able to throw very hard.
Right.
If your hips, knees, and ankles are so stiff that you can't even, you know, move without them hurting, or
right.
You're not reaching those full ranges of motion, you're leaving so much out there. And that, I think that's why, you know, we end every session with mobility work. We begin right. with a super focused dynamic warm-up every session that we do, followed by even more movement specific training after that. So after we do our warm-ups, we hit our movement prep for the day. All of that stuff is trying to get us to be better athletes and also prep us for the workout we're about to do. So everything that we do here, all of our, you know, from the second you walk in the door, we're working on improving what you are trying to reach towards, your goals, right?
Right. Yeah. So rotational power, it's a key to unlocking higher exit velocities, faster throws, overall better athletic performance. It's not just about the strength. It's about sequencing, mobility, and explosive training. So something that we kind of just want to go over, why are we doing so much of this med ball work, so much of this explosive training, so much of these jammer arms and sprints and mobility work, and we just kind of want to touch on that today. So you have anything else you want to finish off with?
No, I think that's it. I think, you know, you train this stuff 2 to 3 times a week with us. Focus on not going too heavy, but moving fast, trying to keep it sports specific. You know, the, like we mentioned earlier, everything is done very quickly. Everything is done in short bursts in baseball specifically. So keeping everything on point, making sure that you are training for what you are training for in game, and getting stronger and more powerful in those sessions. That's the key that we're trying to get after. So thank you guys for joining us today on another Powerhouse Quick Cast episode. If you guys want to start training with us, head on over to our website at powerhousefitnesstx.com to book your free consultation so you can sit down with us and talk about your goals. Until next time, stay strong.